Good morning, everyone. We appreciate you getting up on the last day and joining us here to share some of the work we're doing. Get organized here. So I have no disclosures. And I wanted to kind of give you a little bit of background about our Communities Putting Prevention to Work grant. We were awarded $25.5 million in King County, which we felt very fortunate about, and $15.5 million of that is for obesity, healthy eating, active living, and then the remainder is for tobacco. And we conducted a large RFP at the beginning of our process, receiving over 100 proposals, and we involved community experts in reviewing the proposals and ranking them, and we actually ended up funding about 37 grantees with $7 million. So there were 14 community organizations, 8 cities, and a government agency, and 7 school districts, and then 2 supporting organizations for those. And they were funded to work on policy systems and environmental changes to impact obesity through nutrition and physical activity changes. So these are the 7 districts, which are primarily located down in South King County, and they're Auburn, Kent, Renton, Tukwila, Highline, and Seattle. Then we have one district that's up north, the little round circle is North Shore, and they are not in our focus community where we have the highest health disparities. I wanted to give you a little bit of background in terms of our wellness policies in King County. We have 19 school districts, and back in 2006, our legislature required that all districts throughout Washington State actually pass wellness policies. And then, of course, a few years later, the federal government, USDA, required wellness policies with some additional requirements. And in 2009, our King County Board of Health had a committee on nutrition that looked at assessing the wellness policies and how they're being implemented. We worked with the University of Washington Center for Public Health Nutrition, and the students actually interviewed 3 people in each district, and also using the school wellness policy evaluation standardized tool, looked at how strong and how comprehensive the policies were. And we found that many of the districts were not implementing wellness policies, and the reason they provided was pretty common sense. There was no funding and in order to implement them. And so that's what CPPW has provided in King County, is really some funding to be able to do the things the districts had been wanting to do for a long time. So next I'm going to share with you some of our exciting projects that are primarily using environment and systems changes that will hopefully move towards our updating and strengthening the policies, the wellness policies. So the first one I wanted to share is it's a cafeteria staff training, and it's Discover, Cook, and Nourish, the hows and whys of whole food cooking. And this has been just overwhelmingly successful in terms of the cafeteria staff's perspective, especially. It's an 8-hour, so a full day course, and that we have conducted 27 classes throughout King County with 10 different school districts participating and reaching 430 cafeteria staff. And I have to tell you, they love it. There's a workbook that has 30 recipes and their family size recipes, so that the cafeteria staff can actually take that home and use it. And the evaluations that have come back are I keep looking at them looking for people who might be unhappy. Everybody is either a 4 or a 5, 5 being the highest in terms of the various categories that were looking at. And so 4.8 out of 5 for overall usefulness of this information, and would they recommend it to a friend? And one of the common comments was, I enjoyed cooking and eating foods I would never eat on my own. And so it really has provided the experience of tasting and preparing whole foods, that grains and vegetables that, you know, they never had tasted before, quinoa and things like that. And so it's, I think, really changing the attitude and acceptance of moving towards what the IOM standards that Michelle just described to you are. And so we're hoping this will make a big difference. This class was developed by Cynthia Lair, who is an instructor at Bastyr University, and she has a private business that does cooking shows, so she's a very creative person. And the course was taught by graduates from Bastyr University. And we've got two videos, actually, that are been put together now, one by the Auburn School District students and one by Cynthia Lear's group called Cooking Interruptus. And I have to give full credit to Margaret Dam, who is the food service director with Auburn School District. She has coordinated this whole project in terms of making sure that all of the cooking supplies and everything were carried around the county to be able to really make this happen. So it's been a real exciting experience seeing how that has played out. So another one of our projects is Farm to School. It's in the Kent School District. It's the fourth largest district in King County with about 27,000 students. And about half of the students there are on free and reduced meals. They actually subcontracted the work with Washington State Department of Agriculture staff to develop this farm-to-school model. And they started out with a student and staff assessment to figure out what the food preferences are, maybe what some of the barriers are. And the cafeteria staff there, I would have to say, probably are one of the barriers, or identified as one of the barriers. And so there's been some excellent training going on, and I think some positive changes moving in the right direction. Many of the staff there have attended the cooking training class for the cafeteria staff, and they've also had some farm-to-school training. And so things are progressing pretty positively there. They've purchased Washington produce from six local farmers and introduced a variety of new fruits and vegetables that they've never served in their district before. And those include sweet peppers, kiwi berries, zucchini squash, white peaches, Honeycrisp apples, presidential plums, and Asian pears. And so they've also been working on their bid language for a farm-to-school toolkit they're developing. And we have a training coming up in November 17th with food service directors to be able to share this farm-to-school model. We have a grantee, Washington Sustainable Food and Farming Network, that also has been working on this toolkit. And they've done a legal review to look at the requirements at the federal, state, and local level in terms of procurement. And it has, it's really a new area because there's geographic preferencing that has come out from the federal level. And so it's been a little bit challenging because that came out late to begin with. And then, and they've been working with lawyers, as I said, at the federal, state, and local level to make sure that the information is accurate. So this training coming up should be quite good, I think, and helpful in terms of moving food service directors to be able to do that local procurement correctly. So Harvest of the Month, Washington Grown Harvest of the Month, that is a program that has been developed by the Seattle Public Schools. And you can see here in the bottom picture, they are sharing that information with a training that a workshop that we had for all the food service directors. And as it turns out, it has been so successful in the Seattle schools that it has now been purchased and it's being utilized in five other school districts in King County. And basically, it's a cafeteria to classroom education and marketing campaign. And each month, Washington Grown Food is featured in the cafeteria. And then on this big poster each month, they can change out the information, and it has some interesting facts. And then on their website as well, so if you're interested in looking at it, you can look it up on the Seattle Public School website. They have parent and teacher information as well. So it's in the elementary schools, and I think 21 or so in Seattle, and the other school districts, which are a little bit smaller, actually have put it in all their elementary schools. This is also just what's up on the website. For October, it was cucumbers, and they're grown in just outside of King County, Skagit, and then in Pierce County. Another really interesting project, I think, is our project going on in the Renton School District, and they actually have involved students heavily in designing their campaign. They were funded through CPPW to have an environmental change of putting up digital menu boards, and they started out thinking they were just going to put it in their secondary schools, and now they've been able to actually put it in their elementary schools as well. So they started a nutrition council through CPPW, and it's kind of interesting. They thought, well, we'll meet quarterly, and the students said, no, we want to meet monthly. And so they were really pretty excited about it. And they have representatives from three different groups in the high schools. There's three high schools that are involved, all of the high schools actually in Renton, where I happen to live. And so I don't know how many of you know about the DECA program, but it's a business and marketing class. And so they've really gotten excited and involved in designing this campaign. And then they also have students from leadership and culinary classes. And the instructors from these classes also attend these 7:15 in the morning meetings that last for about an hour each month. And you can kind of see the digital menu board photos here. Healthy is happy is what the students came up with, and they came up with a graphic as well. And then wish you could change for the better, or change for good, for the good, that's it. Anyway, and they're also going to they're working on YouTube-type videos, kind of catching kids eating things healthy, and it should be really fun to see how this plays out. We have the University of Washington working on evaluating this, so they've already done some baseline surveys, and they'll be in, I think it's February, they're going to do the surveys again with the same classrooms, and then they're also doing focus groups and interviews. So Highline School District, which has one of the highest free and reduced has 13 elementary schools that are working on recess before lunch. And initially, even though the superintendent, who's on our leadership team for CPPW, was behind this recess before lunch, there were some real challenges because the principals had so many commitments already. And as a result of perseverance, what we've seen is that everybody's jumping on board, and it's actually going along quite well. The sustainability is an issue in terms of it requires a little more staff time, but I wanted to share with you actually this clip, I hope. There we go.
Favorite part of the school day?
Math.
So that's not the
So I just got the two-minute sign from Mike, and I want to make sure that I am able to share a little bit of each of the other things I wanted to talk about. So I'm going to kind of go through this a little more quickly. We have three school districts working on high-quality physical activity curriculums, and that's Seattle, Tukwila, and Auburn. And things are moving along very well on this project. The teachers have been trained. There was September this fall implementation of the new curriculum, and they are all scheduled for policy adoptions. So in one of the school districts, Auburn, they are experiencing some challenges around this new software in teacher training, so they identified some need to work on that more than they anticipated. And then we have had also a very successful Safe Routes to School project going on in six of our school districts. The Washington Bike Alliance has been a subcontractor of ours, and they've worked with Feet First, a nonprofit. And there are, as I said, six school districts, each with three schools per district. And they've conducted walking audits with principals, staff, parents, students. Students taking pictures of things to identify where some of the issues are. They've all pretty much had their encouragement events at this point, and things have really moved along nicely. We've had also a two-day teacher training on new bike ped training, and Bike Alliance has three sets of 30 bikes that they move from each to each of the schools, so they have them for a couple weeks. And even some of the two schools out of school districts out of six were quite resistant because of the low-income kids that, you know, they don't have bicycles. And actually what's turned out is those have been some of our most successful responses to this bike training. And kids who have never been on a bike before are taken into a little bit different group to be able to get them started, you know, in terms of learning how to bike, get on the bike and ride the bike, and safety rules, etc. So we've also had a great success with a student-led campaign in Auburn, and it's called Commit to Fit. And if you're interested, they have a great website describing how they are changing physical activity and nutrition amongst 400 students and staff who are documenting their changes and getting rewards as a result. And these are two of the DECA students who've been out there doing a great job of getting everybody on board. And we have joint use agreements going on in a couple school districts, Highline and North Shore, and they're moving along, but they definitely have a lot more political issues going on related to working this through. And so we're hoping to be able to continue working on those through a little bit longer than anticipated. These are the websites that are for each of the school districts where all these great projects are going on to be able to move towards more environmental and systems changes, and eventually the change and strengthening of their wellness policies. Thank you.